It's Mark Davidson, our office principal. The property owner, Mr. Joseph Balsamo, could not make it here tonight. This is an application, again, to extend B1 zoning from properties currently owned by Mr. Balsamo to adjacent property that's also owned by Mr. Balsamo that's zoned AR1. Hearing booklets were circulated to the Planning and Zoning Department on June 13th of this year. The subject of the rezoning tonight is 1 acre in size and is located on the south side of Route 13, just north of the intersection of Cannon Road, which is Delaware Route 18. It is zoned AR1, and there is an existing dwelling on the property that you can't see on this rendering, but it is there underneath this pavement. A wetlands evaluation was performed, and there are no wetlands on the subject property. The property is also not impacted by the 100-year floodplain. The applicant wishes to rezone his 1 acre piece, which is currently AR1, to B1, which is 2 acre piece here is currently zoned B1, to consolidate the properties into one contiguous 3 acre parcel for subsequent development of a commercial use, which at this point is not known. What we're showing here is for illustrative purposes only, and it's my understanding the site plan is not under review this evening. It's just for a rezoning application. I'd like to enter the following findings of facts, which are in the zoning booklet. There are many other existing commercial uses along this stretch of 13. As you can see on the map that we have here, anything in yellow is a commercial use, and there are a ton of them along this stretch of the 13 corridor. I'd like to, if it would please the commission, like to circulate these exhibits.
Into the same map as
yes.
Before.
So based on the existing commercial uses and what Mr. Balsamo is hoping to do with his property, we feel that a rezoning would be consistent and in character with other properties along this corridor. The property is within investment level 2 per the strategies for state policies and spending. The site is also identified as a town center as defined in the Sussex County Comprehensive Plan and lies directly south of the limits of the town of Bridgeville. And just to take a quote right out of the comprehensive plan, it says, in a town center, significant growth is proposed to be clustered around incorporated municipalities and unincorporated areas just beyond municipal borders. Water service to the facility will be provided from an on-site well to be permitted by DENREC. Sanitary sewer service to the facility will also be provided through a permit with DENREC for an on-site wastewater disposal system. And we did complete a site evaluation, which shows the site will support a sand mound system. I just got that today, so if you please, Commission, I'd like to enter that as well.
Sure.
And the traffic impact study is difficult to summarize based on what DelDOT issued in their letter format, but I'd like to try to summarize it as concisely as I can. Mr. Balsamo owns these two properties, which DelDOT is saying is Site B in their summary. He also owns some properties down 13, which are much bigger. It's a 23-acre parcel that DelDOT is saying is Site A. Site B, our property, generates traffic, which would require a traffic impact study, but the numbers don't exceed the threshold by which DelDOT will allow a fee in lieu of a traffic impact study. So what they've said is that this rezoning application would need to submit a fee in lieu of doing a TIS. However, the TIS done for Site A, down 13, if incorporating Site B as future committed development, then our client would be off the hook for the fee in lieu as well, if that makes any sense. It's difficult based on their letter, but that's the gist of it. So Site B, our site, needs to do a fee in lieu of a TIS just to have this property rezoned. Sediment and stormwater best management practices will be constructed in accordance with DENREC and Sussex Conservation District regulations. Lastly, the property will be subject to any preliminary final site plan provisions and approval through the Planning and Zoning Commission. And to summarize, again, Mr. Balsamo, our client, owns these two properties. This one's zoned B1 and is 2 acres. This one is zoned AR1 and is 1 acre. And he simply wants to rezone this to be the same as these two, this one property that's 2 acres in size, and consolidated for some kind of future commercial development that isn't known at this point. So with that, I'll take any questions you might have for me.
All right, sir. Well, we'll see if anyone has any for you, and we'll start with Mr. Smith.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and Mr. Barry. I think I understand the application, but what you just last said, they want to combine this, get the zoning for this separate parcel, and then abandon that property line, creating the one B1 parcel.
Right. So once the rezoning went through, we'd come back with a reverse subdivision, if you will, to consolidate the properties into one in a site plan development.
And it's the feeling of you and the applicant, particularly based on this handout, that that would be consistent with the surrounding area?
I do.
And would have no negative effect on area?
Don't believe so.
Adjacent property values?
That's correct.
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman. Thank you.
All right, sir. Mr. Ross?
It looks like a great location for a B1 zoning. I imagine a few people might use your parking lot for a shortcut. Get on Concord Road when the light turns red, people are backed up. But other than that, I don't see any problem with it. No questions, Mr. Chairman.
All right, sir. Mr. Johnson?
Oh, after reviewing the exhibits and hearing the testimony, and certainly until I hear something different. Makes sense to me.
All right. Mr. Burton?
No questions. If you need help with a traffic impact study, I stared out that window for 5 years. So
I believe it.
Good.
I believe it.
That's right.
Mr. Lang?
Approximately how many years has the larger portion of your site plan been B1?
I can't answer that right now.
But there's quite a few.
Yes.
The area to your west and north side, are they annexed yet into the town of Bridgeville?
No. Now, the property that says Lands, now formerly Wheatley Farms, is in the town of Bridgeville. This property here is not. It's in Sussex County.
The rear off parallel to one to Route 13 behind your property is actually in town, right?
That's correct.
But undeveloped at this time?
That's correct. So my understanding is a spray irrigation facility.
Yeah, okay. That's all I have.
All right, sir. Thank you. Council?
No questions. Thanks.
All right, then.
Thank you.
We thank you, sir. We'll take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of change of zone number 1706, Joseph Balsamo? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to change of zone number 1706?
Good evening. My name is Beverly Williams, and I own the adjacent property. And I'm very concerned about what's going to happen. And I really don't want a business next door, because that's going to just leave me right there. All by myself.
So we have you in the house right next door to the north side?
Yes.
Between them and the auto salvage facility, I guess?
And I know the traffic's terrible as far as any kind of business going there. And if they use the driveway that's currently there, it's currently in the turn lane to go to Route 18.
Yeah.
And I didn't think you could, you know, use that driveway if it were in a turn lane for a business.
All right.
Okay, thank you.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you. Anyone else like to speak in opposition? Anyone on the commission have any questions? There being none, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to remain with us for the rest of the evening to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Our next public hearing is subdivision 2011-5, Cedar Creek Properties, LLC.
this application is to consider the subdivision of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district in Lewis and Rehoboth 100, Sussex County, dividing 88.44 acres into 192 lots. And is also within the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone, located south of Route 9, north and south of Route 285, also known as Beaver Dam Road, and 0.4 miles southwest of Route 1. Bear with me a second here. If I'm changing comment. Bear with me a second. Look for a comment.
Well, Mr. Lank's asking, or looking for his comments, is there anyone here who has an interest in this application besides the applicants? Is there anyone here that's opposed to this application besides the applicants? Thanks. I just wanted to see. It doesn't appear that there's any.
I don't imagine the applicant's opposed.
Well, yeah, that's true, right? Now, I sort of phrased that wrong, didn't I? Yeah.
Sorry. For a little bit of history on the site.
It's been a long night.
A little bit of history on this site. This was subdivision number 2007-37. It was approved on, public hearings were held on June 25th of 09, and it was approved with conditions on July 15th of 09. And that was for a 185-lot environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone subdivision. That preliminary approval is valid until July 15th of 2012. The technical advisory committee report was submitted and forwarded on May 27th of 2011. The applicants provided an exhibit booklet and revised plan on June 13th of 2011, and I believe you have copies of both. And I have a copy of the conditions that were imposed on the July 16th of 2009 approval, if you should have any questions, and also a copy of the minutes of the public hearing from June 25th of 2009.
And those will be made part of the record.
And they'll be made a part of the record. That's all I have.
All right, sir, we thank you. Before we get started, gentlemen, we have an application that essentially involves 7 lots. What we're talking about. The others have already been approved, so we're looking at these 7 lots. And with that, the chair recognizes Ms. Gilmore.
Ms. Gilmore, maybe if we could just get started, just for the record, this was originally applied for.
Yeah, I'm going to do all that.
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's okay.
No, that's all right.
I'll do it short and succinct.
Okay. Yeah.
Again, I'm Heidi Gilmore with the law firm of Tunnel and Razor, and I'm here on behalf of the applicant, Cedar Creek Properties, LLC. And with me is Mark Davidson and Paul Graves Carey, the representative for the applicant. We were here exactly 2 years ago tonight, and we received unanimous approval from the commission for subdivision 2007-37. So why are we back? Well, we had originally applied with that original subdivision plan for 192 lots. And going through the process for subdivision back then, DelDOT had requested to take a portion of our property, which essentially took 7 lots away. With all of the changes with DelDOT this year and that have occurred that brought to light different roadway plans that DelDOT had planned for, which were not approved, they have taken the roadway realignments off the table. So in one of your tabs in the book is an affirmation from Ted Bishop with DelDOT that they are no longer seeking the taking of the property. So we are throwing the 7 lots back into the subdivision that they were originally going to take. So the reason that we're here is to address that, to ask for approval for what we would have originally sought in the 2007-37 subdivision plan for 192 lots, not 185 as you approved. We still have density at 2.17. We have included our project booklet, so I know we wanted to move the 2007-37 information into the record, but that's why we're here, and I'm not sure that you even need us to represent other than
that's certainly up to the commission, but I think since there's a preliminary approval, you could just incorporate that into the record and focus on the new lots. If that's what
I think that's the appropriate thing to do. Really wouldn't.
Well, and all the data from the state address 192. When you go back through the records, that's how we addressed it, and it was because of DelDOT that we removed that. So.
I think you can confine your presentation to the 7 lots that are here.
Chairman, can I have a point of clarification?
You may.
If we're so inclined to approve this, does this start the clock today for this subdivision, or does it go back to the original?
It would start it today, but that's also consistent with the one that we did on Camp Arrowhead Road. Remember, in that case, it was an original subdivision, and they got another 12 or 20 lots.
Yeah, because it's increasing.
And it was determined that since that sort of redesigned the plan, that brought it forward to that approval date. So that's how the commission's acted on similar situations.
So they're not. If we're so inclined to approve this one, then the clock is starting today.
And we would void the other approval.
Yeah, the other one goes away, and then this takes its place.
So they're taking a risk that we might void the other one? No, I guess they still have the other one.
No, we can't take the other one away from them.
They could sunset that.
We can only replace it with a new one.
Gosh,
just clarifying.
Tough.
Yeah.
You're tough, man. Hey. Jeez.
I go out with a bat.
If that were
you know?
The case, the condition of approval would be basically the same, except the number would change from 185 to 192.
Thank you.
One of the additions that occurred since we were here, we did go to the Board of Adjustment to get the approval for the silos that are going to be in the roundabouts, and the Board of Adjustment did give us approval for that. At the same time as that hearing, we were going to be asking for a side variance because of the squeeze that we were being subjected to with DelDOT. We removed that because we received the letter from DelDOT at the same time. So the only thing that we've been approved for this subdivision since we were here the last time is the silos.
Now you realize those are only valid for a year.
Yes.
They're either erected or reapply. Mm-hmm. Unless you ask for an extension that prior to the termination of that year. The year is based on the signature date at the bottom of finding of facts prepared by the staff.
The applicant is very anxious to move forward and to get everything underway, so thank you.
For the benefit of the commission, and you can. Is it anything that's really changed in your whole concept of your site plan is the seven lots?
Well, we had scrunched it a little bit.
I mean, the basic design is still the same.
And I'm sure Mark may want to jump in on that.
Good evening. I'm Mark Davidson with Pannoni Associates, Milton, Delaware. To answer your question, the addition is the seven lots in the first design. The basic seven lots occur in this area here. This was a curved road at that time during the first application. We straightened it out. We've added a more aesthetic-looking cul-de-sac, and we've placed these seven lots basically in this area. A couple of the other things that we've done, since we removed the side yard, as Mrs. Gilmore stated, we're not asking for a side yard setback from the Board of Adjustment anymore. In redoing this layout, essentially all the lots are still in the same area. That they were. What we've done is we've been able to expand the lots, the widths of them. We found out through some of the local builders that are possibly interested in building into the subdivision that they wanted some of the wider lots. So in our original application, we were proposing 60, 65, 70-foot wide lots. In this application, we show lots here between 70, 75, and 80-foot wide lots. So we were able to widen some of these lots here. That would alleviate us asking for a Board of Adjustment approval of side yard setbacks. The only other thing that we've done is I was able to take this the lower 40, as we call it, on our site plan here, and we've been able to stretch out this section in here. We had a proposed pond. The stormwater management for this entire site is completed. Hasn't been submitted yet. We're still waiting on some DelDOT issues to be resolved with our entrance plans, but we've designed all the roads, the fire marshal, the sanitary sewer, the water, and all the stormwater for this entire project. We're just waiting to resolve some last minute DelDOT issues. What we're hoping for is to be able to come back before this board here before the end of the year and ask for final subdivision approval. So we've already met with all the agencies. We've reviewed all our designs with them, and everything is meeting with their approval. We just have to make our submittal once we get the DelDOT issue. But we were able to expand this area. This is now a 1 acre. We took out the pond. We've designed one pond for this entire lower 40, which is in this area here. And this is now, we've opened this up as a 1 acre park for that area of the residents. And the only other addition, Mr.
Robertson pointed out in his TAC comments, was about the 20-foot landscape forested buffer. In our original application, we always showed it around the entire perimeter, and that hasn't changed. Landscape buffer, greater than 20 feet, which is 20 feet is the minimum, but as Mr. Robertson pointed out, I had to show on the preliminary subdivision plan the actual 20-foot forested buffer, so there, we added a note, and it's on the subdivision plats that were submitted. We do have a 20-foot forested buffer that meets the requirements of the Sussex County Code. So we either have 20 or we exceed 20 all the way around the entire subdivision, as well as in front of all the roadways. We have a limit. So that was the only addition. Those were the additions to the plan.
Can I ask one thing, Mr. Wheatley, just so we're clear on the record?
Sure.
You described some changes. Would you say still the plan substantially similar to what was originally?
Yes, that is correct.
Okay.
Yes.
Thanks.
That's it?
That's it.
Okay. Well, let's see if anybody has any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Johnson.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Having been here for the previous public hearing and sitting through that and participating in a vote on that particular subdivision, and the fact that we're just taking back a piece of property that was proffered to Del Dutt that they don't want, I don't have any questions.
Okay, then. Mr. Burton.
Surprise. I understand the application. I'm fine.
Okay, Mr. Smith.
Mr. Davidson, in your opinion, the changes that you made are improvements to the overall plan?
That is correct. I mean, with the design that we've been able to do, we've done extensive soils work out here. The biggest change that we were able to do, and so we're going to be able to save the applicant a lot of money, is the stormwater management facility. The soils are so great out there that we were able to, we're going to pretty much self-contain, even though we have an outlet here to Guinea Creek, to the wetlands along here in the Guinea Creek, we're going to be able to self-contain the entire 100-year storm event on site. Denerec has asked us, and SCD has asked us, to provide an emergency outfall just in case someday in the future we get a storm event that's greater than that. There is an outfall, but again, we've been able to reduce all the pollutants. We've been with the addition of the 7 lots and the rearranging of the lots, no negative impacts to any of the wetlands, any of the downstream portions of this area.
And the exhibit book that the department has had for a couple weeks in the commission has a tab with 99-9C items and issues addressed.
It has the 99-9C. It has the I have addressed all the questions that are in the environmentally sensitive developing district overlay zone portion of the code. There's also an updated environmental assessment that we performed as part. And that incorporates some of the design that we've done so far with this property. So that's all in the booklet.
Yes, it also has the Board of Adjustment information as well.
Thank you.
That's all.
Mr. Ross. Thank you for your continued fine work. This is another example of how the state spends all of its time planning and none of its time in execution, I think. The state does, though, ask, or DelDOT asks, for you to do this in the final phase of development. Is that something that you can accommodate or...
Well, actually, what they are asking for is if this portion of the subdivision could be in the final phase, and actually it's in our phase two. Phase one, again, in our approval in the beginning, we were talking about the first 50 lots in phase one. Phase one is going to come off of U.S. Route 9 here with this entrance, this roundabout, these first two roads. This is 50 lots right here. Our phase two was continuing Deep Valley Boulevard, build the second roundabout, and this would be our phase two. So again, that's still something that is being worked out with DelDOT, but they understand that.
They got a long way to go with a roadway realignment plan.
If I can read from their letter from DelDOT, from Ted Bishop, and his final line is, I can make no promises, and I recognize that you are under no obligation to do so, and that was after his request.
Correct.
So
yes.
Thank you for your patience with our state and with us. I have no further questions.
Okay.
Mr.
Lang?
The white spot in the middle of the lower 40.
Another parcel.
There's another existing parcel with a house on it, right? Yeah, I just want to clarify that. I know I had the right site. I just wanted to. That's the old farmhouse, right?
That's correct, yes.
That's all. Okay.
Councilman?
No questions, thanks.
All right, then.
I do have a question.
One more question.
Okay. I'm sorry. The amenities. I remember we talked about that in the last public hearing as to when you proposed to construct those and what are your intentions?
The intention, again, in the last one, I believe it was put in as a condition upon the 51st building permit or after the 50th building permit. But the intentions of Mr. Perry and the Grace family is to build it right away within phase one.
And phase one consists of?
And what they'll probably start off with is possibly, cat me in the back if I'm wrong, is the clubhouse. We'll start off with the clubhouse, maybe quite possibly not the pool right away, but they will do the clubhouse. And of course, we are showing the top lots and walking paths. So within phase one, the clubhouse will be built.
Phase one clubhouse will be built.
Right.
Top lot and pool will be built when?
Paul Carey from Lewis in the Plantations, and this is where I reside. In our last application, one of the requirements is to have the amenities in before the 51st building permit is issued, and we're in agreement with that and fine with that, and look forward to putting in the amenities in the. In with the first phase. That's why the first phase is coming into this whole area and covers the clubhouse and pool. So the clubhouse and pool, along with the pool, is expected to be in. I took it that the conditions were of all amenities, and the pool is an amenity, so that will be in the first phase before the 51st building permit is issued.
Thank you.
All right, then. Okay, then, you take a seat nearby. We'll see if there's anyone here with an interest in your application. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of subdivision number 2011-5, Cedar Creek Properties, LLC? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to subdivision 2011-5? Does anyone on the commission have any questions? I just have one other question. This is Gilmore. Has Mr. Dukes's mind faded to the point that he is now requiring you to wear a name badge?
Well, that's my mind. I went to the Chamber of Commerce this morning, and I've been so busy all day, I forgot to take it off.
Well, I think it.
But sometimes I forget who I am, so I need a reminder of what my new last name is. So thank you.
Okay. Mr. Gilmore
thank
will
you.
Appreciate that.
Yes, but Mr. Gilmore will greatly appreciate that.
I'm sure he
that.
Will indeed.
Plus, the camera will now.
Well,
be
there
able
you go. I get
him.
It. That's right. That's right. All right, then. Well, we'd better close this public hearing. And we'll invite you to remain with us to see if we make a decision or you may wish to call the office in the morning. Gentlemen, that completes our agenda for the evening. Referring back to our first public hearing, which was conditional.
We have other business.
Oh, we do? Yeah. Oh, yeah, we do. I'm sorry. I was driving.
Unless you want to proceed with the public hearing responses. Up to you.
Oh, I don't care what you guys want to do. I forgot all about that. I was seeing the blank at the bottom. I thought we were done. Oh,
we have members of the public here probably on the other business.
All right. Well, other business. First item is... Baywood Duneside GRRPC, final site plan phase two on Route 24.
This is a final site plan for phase 11 of Baywood Duneside GRRPC. The commission granted preliminary approval on August 20th of 2008. This phase contains 43 single family lots. The lots comply with the minimum requirements of the subdivision and zoning codes. The minimum lot size is 7,500 square feet. The proposed setbacks are 10 feet from all lot lines. This is the same as the preliminary plan. Central water is provided by the Long Neck Water Company, and central shore is provided by the Inland Bays Preservation Company. The lots are not located in a flood zone. There are not any wetlands on the lots, and all agency approvals have been received. I have copies of the plans if you want to see them, but they are the same as what you saw at the preliminary.
Well, Mr. Chairman, my motion is for approval of the Baywood Duneside GRRPC final site plan phase 11 on Route 24.
Second.
And seconded to moved and seconded to approve the Baywood Duneside GRRPC final site plan phase 2 on Route 24. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Carried.